Praise God. Woo, glory. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having fun. Praise God. I have to follow all of that. My goodness. Praise the Lord. God is so good to us.
Yes, He is.
I'm nervous. Praise God. Why don't we just worship the Lord for a moment? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good to us. I'm very excited about what's going on. God is so good to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2012 has been quite eventful here at our house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord's been good to me, and I worship Him, and I love Him with all of my heart. Hallelujah. And I can say that without any reserve. I can say that without shying away. I love Him with all of my heart, and He's been good to me. Brother Gidry, He's been good to me, sir. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Well, I've been sick, and now I'm well. I've been discouraged, but now I'm encouraged.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I wonder what 2013 might have.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
I think of in Bible college, Brother Enzi said to us, he said, when you sometimes you feel so excited about preaching, but you don't really have anything to say. He said, you just want to go, whoa, glory, praise the Lord, God is good. And I'm done. Hallelujah. But I feel like I have a word from the Lord. But I feel like that too. I just want to put it together.
That's good.
Praise the Lord. You know what I mean, Brother Lozano?
Yeah.
Glory. If I can get a witness from you, I feel like preaching. If I can get somebody to say, praise the Lord. Woo! Glory! Glory! Woo! God is good to us. What an awesome message, Brother Colton. That was so good. Praise the Lord. That's the faith test. Glory to God. Look at it for yourself and see what it says. That's awesome. Awesome scripture, brother.
Thank you.
Man, that's good. Praise God. I better get to my... That wasn't none of my sermon, my message. Woo, glory. I've been working on this a long time. I mean, a couple of weeks. But I still ain't finished. I didn't get through. But I'm going to give you what I got. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm really excited about our church. I'm excited what the Lord has done for me this year. He let me be Sunday school superintendent.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Glory!
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that's more fun than a caterpillar maintainer. And that's more fun than driving a big old dump truck. That's more fun than scoring a 30-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
And that's more fun than racing in Rio Bravo and winning first place in a national championship.
Yeah.
It's greater than all of those things. It's greater than getting to go to Cancun and diving deep and seeing a sunken airplane, looking up at the sky and still being able to see the clouds. It's greater than that.
Yeah, greater than all that.
Greater than all of those experiences.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's not my message. But I'm just excited.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I prayed through early this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I prayed through this afternoon.
Glory.
And when I got to church, I prayed through again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess that's what he was talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm trying to calm down to read these notes. God is good to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I sometimes it can all be right in front of me, and I still can't even see it. You ever been like that?
Yeah.
Well, I get like that a lot. But I know He knows all about it.
Yeah.
And He said if I would trust Him, that He's going to work it out for me.
Yeah,
I may not be able to see it in black and white, but it's on the inside. And I'm trusting that He's faithful.
Amen.
I'm trusting that He's faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God.
Amen.
Heaven on earth. You ever thought about that? Heaven on earth. Shangri-La. In James Hilton's novel, Lost Horizon, he describes Shangri-La as a mystical, harmonious valley enclosed in the west end of the Kulan Mountains. People who live there are almost immortal, living years beyond natural lifespan. An earthly paradise, James Hilton, heaven on earth. That's what he wrote about. He wrote about Shangri-La, this place way out in the mountain where there were people living way beyond their years. And he talked about heaven on earth, a paradise, a utopia, an oasis in the midst of a desert, so to speak, where people lived. And people are still searching for that today. Juan Ponce de Leon says it was a Spanish conquistador who was a traveler. He was known for this, and he was also known for his governorship in Puerto Rico, in the city of, in the Augusta city of, I'm sorry, excuse me, in the city of Florida, St. Augustine, Florida. There's a memorial there, a park, a archaeological park, resurrected as tribute to him. Mm-hmm. He discovered by accident, I might add, this spot in Florida, and he was actually on a search for something called the Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth, that's right.
And Sister Grissom, you might be able to tell you more about this. Wouldn't you know about this? Didn't you study about this man in your...
Ponce de Leon.
Yes, that's good. Ponce de Leon. I was actually talking to Cherie, but that's okay. Woo, all right. Yeah, he was known for his travels. He was the governor of Puerto Rico. And in Florida, the National Archaeological Park is a tribute to the spot where Ponce de Leon was traditionally had landed in search of his utopia,
yeah.
his fountain of youth, glory, the elixir of life. Many people have searched for this fountain of youth to no avail. Books have been written and stories have been told. Fortunes have been squandered and dirty deals have been made, and movies and folklores have been tell of mystical waters that restore the healing to the people and give them vitality and bring back once again their youthful vigor and add countless years to their lives and happy tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
We have people today still believe that there is such a place. Yet their lives are riddled with chaos and emptiness and confusion.
Right.
And they can't find rest from the day-to-day grind at the mill of no hope. They only dream of youthful happiness and carefree responsibility, and their youthful bodies are without disease. And they aspire to lay hold on such a place like James Hilton's Shangri-La, or drink from Ponce de Leon's mystical fountain of youth. They're looking for heaven on earth.
Yes, sir.
They're looking for a source that will give them vitality, will bring back the years of their past, uh-huh. where they were strong and they could see correctly and they didn't have to worry about bills, but they could live in bliss, in harmony, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
They look for that day and they search for that. They look everywhere for that. They go far to the east to look. They may even travel to Mecca, or they may go to Jerusalem and look inside of an empty tomb, or they may go down to the Bahamas and investigate the reef. They utopia. But I want to say to them, they have been doing this since the Garden of Eden, when men are always trying to return to the to a utopia.
Yeah.
This utopia has escaped their greedy grasp. However, Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Right.
Jesus, God described Himself as, in Jeremiah 2:13, as the fountain of living water.
Yeah, that's right.
John 7:37 says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is heaven on earth. And there is a fountain of youth. There is something that you can regain vitality. You may grow old and paradoxically grow young. I'm telling you, there's something vitalizing about the Spirit of God. Revitalizing a dead body, a dead soul, will raise you up with power and cause you to work in the ways of God. I'm telling you today, there is a fountain of youth. There is a utopia, so to speak. There is a heaven on earth. I'm telling you, Jesus said it.
Yeah, He did.
He said there was.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah 28:11 says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. To whom He said, this is the rest.
Yeah.
That's what they look for.
Yeah.
They look for rest from their turmoil,
uh-huh.
from their grind. They look for a place that they can go to, that they can get in, that everything that they worry about and all their problems will be subdued.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling them, they wake up again and there it is.
Yes, sir.
But God said, there is a place. There is a place that you can go to and get in. I'm talking about heaven on earth, Brother Wesley. I'm talking about a real fountain of youth. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joel 2:28 said, it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. There's something about the Spirit of God. Even our elders can be revitalized.
Yes, sir.
They can feel the invigorating power of the Holy Ghost that will cause them to get up way early in the morning and stay up way late at night reading the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Can you say praise God with
praise
me?
Praise the Lord.
Woo, can I get a witness?
Yes,
can I hear somebody say yes, Brother Raymond? It's true.
Amen.
Your young men shall see visions. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there for a second. I remember in a watch night service 20 years ago or more, sitting right over here. Well, I'll go back just a little bit further than that. The night before, I had been fasting 3 days. And that was the third day that night began. I remember Brother Bowers was preaching that night. I had a dream way early in the morning. I dreamed about my grandmother's house. I could see it with the old porch and the old steps. And it led out to the front yard, and there was a pasture out there. And in my mind, and in my dream, Rhonda was standing with me on the porch, and my Aunt Alice was there. And Rhonda walked in front of me. And we walked down the steps, and it was green grass, well manicured, and went down in the valley. And Rhonda walked down that girl right there, walked down in front of me. I followed her in the bottom. And I looked up, and it was a cliff. And on top of that cliff was an old farmhouse with a lean-to porch. And on that porch was two plant chains hanging. And on the back of it, my Bible was hanging there. And it said, trust in Jesus. Okay. Rhonda, she walked up the hill as it went down and started up again. And all of a sudden, it wasn't her anymore, but it was a silhouette. And I walked, and I kept looking at her. I just kept following. And inside of me, I could hear something saying, stay with me, stay with me, keep watching. I did. And I followed up the hill, and over the hill and down the next valley and up the hill and over the hill and down around again. I followed him all along the way, and then we made a turn and coming back where we started, not down the same road, but headed back toward the same place. I followed, and all of a sudden it plained out, and I knew that it was the Lord. It wasn't Rhonda any longer, but it was the Lord. And I seen coming toward him was darkness, thick darkness, and I could see it coming. It passed to him, and the Lord said to me, he said, "Don't take your eyes off of me. Watch me all the way through it." And I remember walking through that darkness. And on the other side, there was great jubilation. Great jubilation. I cannot explain it, but it was just awesome jubilation. And I woke up, and I thought, wow, that was an awesome dream. That was incredible. That was amazing. So that scripture was fulfilled in my heart. Your young men shall see visions. And I remember that night in service, Brother Bowers began to preach, and there was a heaviness in the service, the Spirit of the Lord. You ever been in the presence of God and there was a heaviness in the service? Yes. And I remember I was young in the Lord. I began to speak with tongues, and I couldn't hardly do it, but I felt like, wow, this is very difficult. But I felt the Spirit of the Lord, and about that time Sister Trina began to speak in tongues, real loud and forceful. And I remember thinking, man, I'm sorry, I grieved your spirit. I didn't mean to. And about that time, the Spirit of the Lord came back to him in a mighty way. And all of a sudden, the dream came right back to me. Yeah, I saw it all in my face. The Lord had given me the interpretation of the dream, of the message in tongues. And it said this. It said, the valleys are low. Or rather, it said, trust in Jesus, trust in Jesus. He said, the valleys are low, but the mountains are high. And he said, follow me, and I'll lead you to victory. I never have forgotten that. I never have forgotten that. Praise the Lord. He's been my strength, and he's my hope. And in him will I trust. Hallelujah. In John 3:5 it says, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm talking about a well, a fountain of youth, a heaven on earth. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's heaven on earth. That's heaven on earth. That's heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
Brother Colton, you're right. It's the prize of our faith.
It's more
precious than gold.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Tribulation gives us patience. And patience gives us experience. And experience, Brother Wesley, gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed.
Right.
What it's saying is that your faith is tried.
Yeah.
And it's proven genuine. Genuine.
Right.
And that's what he's looking for.
That's it.
He's looking for some people that will be genuine. Their faith be genuine.
Amen.
And we are saved by hope. Because hope makes us not ashamed.
Amen.
I'm talking about the real fountain of youth. I'm talking about heaven on earth.
Right.
Yeah.
For there is therefore now no condemnation.
That's right.
To them
Amen.
Which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's heaven on earth. That's heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free.
Yeah, free. Yes, sir.
That's heaven on earth.
Amen.
That's heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. That's heaven on earth.
Yes.
I would like to remind you this new year that we can have the fountain of youth. And the secret place, the secret hiding place. In the mountain of the Most High, we shall never die. We shall never die. And we can drink from the living water and be restored. Romans says that we are transformed.
Yes.
Transformed.
That's
a fountain of youth.
Amen.
That's the real fountain of youth.
Amen.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear,
but
of power,
and of love,
and of a sound mind.
Amen.
We have heaven on earth. That is heaven on earth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we can drink from living water. Jesus said in John 4:13, and I'm closing. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Come on now.
But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Sounds like the fountain of youth, doesn't it? Glory! We found it! We found it! Alec Taylor would proclaim, I found you! I found you! But he was only looking in the past. He didn't look into the future. Alec Taylor, he was the writer of the book of Roots. I found you! I found you! He was talking about his forefathers. But I'm talking about my Father from in heaven. I found you. Or rather, should I say, he found me. He found me. He found me.
Yeah.
But the water I shall give you shall be in you.
In you.
A well springing up.
Bring it up.
To everlasting life.
Yeah.
That's the fountain. Glory! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, God is good to us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law he meditates day and night.
Come on, hallelujah.
Because he knows in there is the mountain of you. In there is heaven on earth. Give us strength, O
Lord.
Help us to be like that man that's blessed. He's like a tree. Where is he planted at?
By the river.
Yes, sir. By the river. It gives him sustenance.
That's it.
Gives him strength. In his root, it causes him to grow and to be vibrant. His leaf will not wither.
No, sir.
And he's going to bear fruit. I'm telling you, that's a fruit that I'm praying that I want to bear.
Yeah.
I'm saying, Holy Ghost, do a work in me. Do a work in me. Do a work in me. Do a work in me.
Praise the Lord.
I want the Holy Ghost to do a work in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Galatians 5:22 says this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. Listen. Against such there is no law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free. I'm free. I'm living in heaven on earth. Walking after the Lord. If I walk after Him, then the deeds of the flesh will manifest themselves. If I can put my knee in the back of the carnal man, put my arm around his throat, and bend him back, cut his throat, and let him bleed, then I can have victory. Then I can walk in the Spirit. I'm telling you, we got heaven on earth.
Yes, we do.
Woo! Glory! Can you say praise the Lord?